Just because you're short on space doesn't mean you have to compromise on style. Thanks to Bob's Discount Furniture, you can still fill your house or apartment with gorgeous furniture that fits and feels just right. This summer is all about making the most of smaller spaces. So instead of focusing on what won't fit, look at the tons of multitasking styles from Bob's that can. Like the Betty Dining Set, a smart, space-saving solution with a table that extends in a snap when it's time to host. It comes in four fun colors, has comfy Bobopedic seats, and at only $599 for a seven-piece set, there's plenty of budget left over for the dinner party. And for a cohesive, retro-chic look, the Betty Bedroom Set offers felt-lined storage drawers and 1,500 five-star reviews. To max out your lounging this summer, the Phantom Power Reclining Sofa packs built-in cup holders, charging ports, and Bobopedic cushions into a compact footprint. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture. This time of year, I want more energy, not more steps in my wellness routines. Grüns can make keeping on top of wellness habits easy because it's literally just one daily pack of gummies, no bottles to track, and no powders to mix. Grüns are a convenient, comprehensive formula in one delicious daily pack of gummy bears. This isn't a standard multivitamin, a simple greens gummy, or a basic prebiotic. It's all of those things combined and then some at a fraction of the price of individual supplements. And bonus, it tastes great. Grüns provides a full daily pack of gummies because you simply can't fit the immense amount of whole food nutrients Grüns does into just one single gummy. Plus, it makes taking daily nutrition a fun, rewarding treat rather than a chore. And each pack includes 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is 3 times the amount of dietary fiber compared to the leading greens powders. Grüns ingredients are also backed by over 35,000 research publications. Save up to 52% off with code HOURS at grüns.co. That's code HOURS at GRUNS.co.
She's a very caring child, very intelligent, has a big heart.
I like kids, you know. It's not like you're babysitting them, it's like you're hanging out with them. You can do things like play with dolls and not feel stupid. On that weekend, I was babysitting Madeline and Freya.
Her name was Freya. She was 19 months old. As soon as she saw you, she would raise her chubby little arms up to you so she could be swept up into your world. Her smile was intoxicating. She loved sweets, the messier the better.
I was supposed to like help out and like babysit only for a couple hours at a time. When I walked in the house, I had Freya in my arms. The only furniture in there was like a futon, which was in the living room. So we just pretty much like put pillows and blankets down. You know, it's like, okay, seems like it's gonna be fun.
Is that awful thing true?
And we hung out, watched movies. I cooked for them, changed diapers, baths. I don't think I was completely fully capable with the responsibilities that they were giving me. It felt like they were gone all the time. It just seems like a big old blob, hours and hours and hours. Freya woke up. We heard a noise, a loud, like, thumping noise. I was like, what was that? Madeline and I both, at the same time, went into the bedroom. Freya was in the fetal position with her butt about 3 inches above the floor. I picked her up, I brought her out to the futon thing, and she just fell over. I look at her, and her eyes are just halfway open, and I was like, oh my God, and she started making like dinosaur noises, like, I was freaked out.
Iron Medic 1, added to the problem?
Not this baby.
What's
I'm
the address, ma'am?
Right,
what is your address?
I don't know. Baby, wake up. I'm in Seattle right now, and
Ma'am.
And
ma'am,
yes?
Get a grip. find a piece of paper with an address on it?
I was digging on that entire counter, going from one end to the other end, trying to find mail.
They didn't leave me anything.
Just look on the paper. The people have envelopes with their addresses on it all the time.
This never happened to me before, you know? What's wrong with this baby?
Envelope. 5206.
In the hospital, I was like, what happened? They wouldn't tell me anything. And all of a sudden, I'm hearing killed and died and dead. And I just look up, I'm like, wait a second. You know, she's dead. You know, she's dead. My name is Ashley House. I'm 13 years old, and I'm being charged with second-degree murder.
Blaming the babysitter.
As a society, we have readily endorsed the idea that teenagers babysit. It is almost a rite of passage for many. My name is Felina Niemeyer, and Freya was my great-niece. What other Freyas are out there, and who is watching them? And who is ultimately responsible for Freya's death? Her babysitter is the obvious answer, yet there is a question because the babysitter is only 13 years old.
She's not your typical 13-year-old.
You got a date?
She really likes to interact with the younger kids.
At 13, Ashley Howes may officially be a teenager. But she is truly a kid at heart. Go!
She is the last kid. They say that they do mature a little slower. I don't know who they are, but.
Ashley is the youngest of John Howes and Mary Rose's three daughters. They live in a small town near Seattle. And if it were up to her dad, Ashley would stay young and innocent forever.
I'm very protective of my girls. And I have a no spend the night policy. They only spend the night with family.
So it was very unusual when John Howes agreed to let Ashley spend a weekend in Seattle acting as a mother's helper for family acquaintance, Morningstar Garden.
I never wanted her to go in the first place.
Why'd you let it go?
Because my wife thought that it would be good for her to get out of the house.
Ashley would be babysitting for Morningstar's two daughters, Madeline, 5.
I want to be the one that holds a redhead, cause see?
And Freya, 19 months.
I just thought she was a nice girl. I knew that she did well in school, she's smart. She was funny, she was friendly.
So, on the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday weekend in January 2005, Ashley came to Seattle to babysit while her father and stepmother attended a party with Morningstar and her boyfriend, Gracian Klein. The plan was for the kids to stay at a nearby motel while the parents were at the party. Ashley's 16-year-old stepsister, Shauna, would be in charge.
I was going to be, like, watching them, but not, like, in charge of them. That way I wouldn't have to make any decisions. I just play with all the kids.
Yeah.
Because that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
But plans changed. Instead of checking into the motel that Friday night, Morningstar and Gracian took Ashley and the kids to this house that Gracian owned, but no longer lived in.
What was the house like?
It was kind of small. It didn't have much food in it. And then there was no bed in the room that we had. There was just like a couple blankets down, and then my sleeping bag and a little baby sleeping bag.
Except for a television and a DVD player, there was very little for Ashley and the girls to do. which left Ashley in a bind, she says, since Morningstar and Gratian spent most of the day Saturday behind a closed bedroom door.
But they would like stay in that room all day. They like never ever came out. It's like they didn't have to go to the bathroom, they didn't eat or anything. They just stayed there, and when they went out, they just walked out.
Come Saturday night, the night of the party, Ashley's parents were shocked to learn that their daughter was on her own, across town with the two small children. If Ashley was meant to be Freya and Madeline's primary babysitter, would you have let her go and babysit that weekend?
I would have not.
But when Morningstar assured Ashley's parents that their daughter had everything under control,
hello,
they felt slightly better.
And she came up to me and told me, wow, you have such a beautiful daughter. And she has been so good with these kids.
The day after the party, Sunday, Ashley says she felt overwhelmed.
They were there, and then I also felt that I was just doing this on my own. You need somebody checking up on you, making sure that everything's okay, especially when they know the baby's actual behaviors.
So what was Freya like?
Well, she was kind of whiny, so I didn't know like normal behavior for her. So I'm thinking, okay, this is normal, you know.
That Sunday afternoon, Ashley and Madeline went to the movies, while Morningstar and Gratian were with Freya for 2 hours. When Ashley got back, she gave Freya her bath.
She was fussy, yes. I was just like, you know, hey. You know, very gently, just like, hey, look, it's just a bath. You know, there's nothing to be afraid of. It's a splashing little bath, you know, because she was crying.
Morningstar felt Ashley was doing such a great job, she called Ashley's parents and asked that she be allowed to stay a third night, since it was a holiday weekend.
You know, I go, shouldn't she come home? I go, isn't a weekend long enough? I just kind of gave in, I guess, again.
Right after that phone call, Morningstar and Gratian left Ashley alone, again.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, she was sleeping.
How old is she?
How old is your sister? She's one? Okay, she's one. And she woke up, and I came in, and she was crying, and then she just totally stopped, and her head just slumped over. She's not dead. She's breathing.
Lieutenant Roger Sargent was the first EMT on the scene.
At that point, we didn't really know what had happened.
But within hours, police were starting to get a better idea.
You have no reason to be crying. And she just kept screaming. So I said, Freya, stop. And I was shaking her, trying to get her to stop.
Let's be honest, traditional banks have a habit of hitting you with overdraft and monthly fees, and those costs can really add up when you're just trying to manage your own money. But Chime is changing the way people bank. They offer the most rewarding, fee-free banking built for you, not the 1%. Chime has thousands of fee-free ATMs because you shouldn't pay to access your own money. And Chime members can benefit from up to $1,150 in annual rewards, completely fee-free. You'll get 5% cash back on your Chime card in a category of choice like gas or groceries, and savings that grow faster than a 3.75 APY. My younger self could have seriously benefited from all that. Plus, Chime is rated 5 stars by USA Today for customer service. I'm talking real humans, 24/7. Chime is not just smarter banking, it is the most rewarding way to bank. Join the millions who are already banking fee-free today. Head to chime.com/48hours. That is chime.com/48hours. It only takes a few minutes to sign up. You know those days when you put on a simple white t-shirt and your favorite pair of jeans, but then you add just one perfect intentional piece of jewelry and suddenly your entire outfit is completely transformed? That's exactly what Jenny Bird does. You'll find yourself reaching for Jenny Bird pieces constantly because they are so effortless to style and beautifully lightweight to wear. And if you get up early like I do, the last thing you want to do in the morning is stress about putting together an outfit. Jenny Bird can make getting ready easy because everything in the collection works so harmoniously together. It's one of those brands where every piece works with the others. Jenny Bird pieces also make the ultimate foolproof gift for your mom, sister, or your best friend because they're so comfortable, versatile, and instantly elevate even the most basic look. It is truly the kind of jewelry that makes it look like you put a ton of thought and effort into your outfit when actually you just threw it on and walked out the door. Give your everyday wardrobe an instant sophisticated upgrade. Get a free gift with your first Jenny Bird order when you shop at jenny-bird.com.
Freya's story is one of unforeseen tragedy and sadness. She was like a butterfly that was never completely let out of its cocoon. Her beautiful wings were completely formed, but she was never allowed to fly.
I'm in Seattle right now, and,
Ma'am, yes? I need to know where you're at.
I remember walking into the emergency room waiting area. I remember just going up to Morningstar and putting my arms around her, asking her if she had seen Freya yet, and she said no, that they were working on her.
Felina Niemeyer is Freya Garden's aunt.
I then remember seeing police officers walking around, and I knew that something really terrible had happened.
Morningstar Garden had last seen her 19-month-old asleep before she headed out to the grocery store around 6 p.m. Sunday.
She was plugged in on life support, and she just had a bunch of tubes and wires coming out of her. She wasn't good.
Freya has sustained major head injuries, including a blood clot, retinal hemorrhaging, and blunt force trauma. Injuries, doctors told police, were consistent with being violently shaken.
Ashley was our most important witness. She was the only one there at the time that Freya slumped over.
Deputy Chief Clark Kimmerer is second in command for the Seattle Police Department.
What happened here? Why are we in this hospital with a 19-month-old that is clinging to life?
According to most doctors, the only other way for Freya to have sustained these kinds of head injuries would have been from a high-speed car accident or a fall from a great height, two things she was not involved in that weekend. So who had hurt Freya? Police now had a crime to solve and a short list of suspects to question. Morningstar Garden, the mother. Gratian Klein, the boyfriend, and Ashley Howes, the babysitter.
The detectives involved were looking at everybody.
What was your first impression of her, Ashley?
She's 13-year-old, that she was under control, and that she was afraid. I was impressed that she had a presence about her.
On the other hand, EMT Roger Sargent says Morningstar's reaction caught him by surprise.
She didn't really have a reaction.
Did she ask you what happened?
No.
Did she never even ask what was wrong with her child?
No, she did not.
Late Sunday night, police brought in all three for questioning. A Detective Stevens interviewed Ashley into the early morning hours before deciding to videotape her statements.
And are you aware of the fact that I'm recording you on videotape as we speak?
Yes.
And that's okay with you? I have your permission to do that?
Yes.
Okay. Police provided Ashley with a doll to help her recount what happened in the hours leading up to Freya losing consciousness.
And I was like washing her hair, mm-hmm. I was putting her back, and then she started kicking me and screaming. And I said, Freya, stop screaming. It is a bath.
And after the bath, was she acting okay?
After the bath?
Yes.
She was just, it seemed like she was like,
ooh. Okay.
Because she wouldn't really walk.
Mm-hmm.
She'd just like be.
Okay.
The more Ashley talked,
I got up,
the worse
and I
it
said,
got.
Okay, what's wrong? You have no reason to be crying. And she just kept screaming. So I said, Freya,
When Ashley stated that she may have shaken the baby and then went into further detail and then ultimately demonstrated it to Sharon Stevens, that's when the world changed.
While Ashley's world was changing, her parents, John Howes and Mary Rowe, were at home, sleeping.
I actually received a call that night at 9 o'clock from Gratian telling us that Freya was in the hospital, and I offered to go over to Seattle and pick up Madeline and Ashley so they can focus on Freya, and Gratian told me that he would call me right back.
But that call never came. Instead, the next time they heard from anyone wasn't until 4 a.m. Monday morning, and it was the Seattle police detectives to inform them of Ashley's arrest for the assault of Freya Garden.
The proof did not point to Morningstar. The proof did not point to Gratian. The proof pointed to Ashley.
At that point, Ashley's parents went to catch the ferry to Seattle.
We had no information about anything. I mean, we had nothing. Nobody told us anything.
Meanwhile, Morningstar and Gratian went back to the hospital to be with Freya.
They've been working on her for hours and hours, and it did finally come out that they were continuing to work on her to try and make me feel better, and I just told them to stop.
19-month-old Freya Garden was pronounced dead at 5:20 Monday morning, nearly 12 hours after the 911 call from Ashley, who was now a murder suspect.
She had pressure on the brain and all that stuff from the shaking. That's definitely what killed her.
She's dead?
She's dead. She died this morning, early this morning, from the brain injuries. And I'm sorry to be the one to tell you this, and but she did die from the brain injuries.
She's dead.
She's dead. Freya's dead. Sorry.
What did you think when you heard that she died?
I just felt like I was stabbed. I just held my breath and I was like, I didn't know what I was thinking. I started crying. I just couldn't speak. I just felt, went down like something really heavy just dropped on me. Like, and just having to hear that somebody died in your care is just terrible. It's like somebody's trying to hit you with a hammer and they're hitting you and you're getting the wind knocked out of you while being stabbed repeatedly in the heart. You just...
Dr. Brian Johnston is the chief of pediatrics at Harborview Medical Center.
I think this was an inflicted injury. In severe or fatal shaken baby cases, that symptoms would be apparent immediately after the shaking. They have difficulty breathing, they lose consciousness.
He did not treat Freya that night, but has studied shaken baby cases.
Would a 100-pound child be able to create enough force to kill a 26-pound baby?
A 100-pound child is the size of many average-size grown women, and unfortunately we know that people that size are capable of inflicting these injuries on children.
Stop!
But Ashley insists she never hurt Freya, although the toddler did take a few falls that weekend while in her care.
I know that I had nothing to do with killing her at all. Not even murder, too. I didn't accidentally do anything. I didn't purposely do anything. I wasn't shaking her upside down. I wasn't shaking her hard at all. I was just trying to get her to calm down, to have her, let her have a good weekend along with me, too.
At the end of that horrible January weekend, two things were certain. Freya's short life was over, and 13-year-old Ashley's would never be the same.
Freya was not meant to be taken. It was not her destiny to leave this world at such a young age and in such a violent way. Her life taken by her babysitter in an act of complete and uncontrollable rage.
It is easy to mistake 13-year-old Ashley Howes for a typical teenager in the outskirts of Seattle, Washington.
This is my room.
Okay, this is your room, huh, Ashley? You got a lot of stuff in here. Yeah.
But what many of her neighbors don't know is this energetic teen
don't mix them up
is under house arrest for murder.
So you get home by 2:35, and yeah. and you're wearing an ankle bracelet.
Yeah.
Show it to us.
And actually, it's giving me a rash, and it's getting too small.
If she isn't at school, she's at home.
Now, exactly how far can you go with that monitor on your ankle?
To here.
That's as far as you can go?
Yep.
Ashley is being monitored 24 hours a day.
In other words, you can't go on the grass?
Nope.
Part of the agreement hammered out to allow her to remain free.
So that means you can't join them?
Nope.
While awaiting trial in the death of 19-month-old Freya Garden.
As close as you get.
Yep.
They think you're guilty, and that's why they want you to put this on.
Yeah.
Guilty of what?
I don't know, of doing something to hurt a kid, a baby that died. And I didn't have any part in hurting her at all.
But King County prosecutors say 13-year-old Ashley Howes is a killer.
This is a child homicide case, a case in which we have filed charges of murder in the second degree.
Assistant Chief Deputy Prosecutor Kathy Van Olst.
This is Kathy.
We have probable cause to believe that she in fact did kill Freya.
According to the state, the evidence they need for a conviction comes directly from Ashley.
You have no reason to be crying.
Those statements are important to us, not only because it tells us what Ashley did and when she did it, but also provides critical information that the medical examiner was going to rely on with regard to the timing of the death.
It wasn't really hard, and Madeline was with me right there.
This is astounding to me that they charged it. There is no evidence.
Defense attorney Brian Hirschman says detectives coerced Ashley's statements when they questioned her without a parent or lawyer present.
Everybody loses their temper every now and then. Okay.
When you have four professionals, each of whom have more experience than her years on Earth, who's going to win that battle?
So, before her trial begins, Ashley's attorney is asking a judge to throw out all of the statements she gave to police. But it won't be easy. In Washington State, law enforcement can legally question anyone 13 years of age without a parent or an attorney present. And police claim Ashley knowingly and willingly waived her rights.
It's sad to be called things that you're not. I've been called a baby killer. I've been called a baby strangler. I've been called a bad babysitter.
If Ashley is found guilty, she could go to prison until she's 21. A thought that is on everyone's mind as they head to court.
I've never had a murder case where I went into it feeling like I've got them where I want them. And this case is no exception. The courtroom's not a friendly environment.
The state is ready to proceed. We're ready to go to trial.
All rise.
8 months after Freya Garden's death, Judge Mary Roberts is presiding over a pretrial hearing.
Good morning. Please be seated.
The prosecutors need to prove the detectives who questioned Ashley.
We deal with bad people all the time. And you are not.
Did nothing wrong and followed the letter of the law.
Raise your right hand, please.
Detective Carl Shiloh,
C-H-I-L-O,
interviewed Ashley that Sunday night while Freya was at the hospital.
She said she had shaken her when she cried for no reason. And she had shaken her a second time when she cried when splashing water in the bathtub.
Suspicions grew when Ashley was given a pen and paper and she wrote this letter. It said in part, "She does not deserve this. I do. I should have been more gentle with Freya. She did nothing for this. All because of me. I am going to just totally hate myself for this." After several hours of questioning, detectives were convinced Ashley had killed Freya. It was approximately 3 a.m. Monday morning when they rolled the videotape.
At that point, I didn't realize that shaking her like this could have done anything.
I think that what they realized from the videotape statement was that Ashley was, in fact, implicating herself as a suspect in this case.
It was only then that detectives read Ashley her Miranda rights.
And she just went.
She was arrested and sent to the juvenile detention center. Early that Monday morning, her father, John, was allowed to see her.
And when you saw her in that, What did you think?
I went into tears.
House had no idea what his daughter had told police, but he gave her strict instructions not to say anything more.
She was sitting on my lap, and I told her, definitely do not talk to anybody until I get a lawyer.
But after John Howes left, Ashley was brought back to the police station, where she was interviewed by homicide detectives Nathan Janes and Paul Takamoto.
She ever tell you that she did not want to talk to you?
No.
Did she ever ask for a lawyer?
No.
Did she ever ask for a parent?
No.
Detective Janes even had Ashley read over her rights before he began questioning her.
Why is that?
Because I wanted to make sure she did understand that she did not have to talk to us and what these rights actually mean.
Did the respondent indicate in any way to you that she understood her rights?
Yes.
But under cross-examination, he had a different story.
Was she able to explain the rights to you?
No, not right that moment, no.
Detective Janes says, do you understand those rights? Can you explain them to me? And she just sat there with this blank look on her face.
You said to Ashley.
Okay, you still want to talk to us then? It's up to you.
Her response was.
My dad said not to talk to anybody unless him or a lawyer is present.
Hirschman says Ashley was invoking her right to remain silent, but the detectives kept on pushing her.
And then you say, okay, it's not like we're trying to railroad you or anything like that. She says, I'm supposed to wait.
I'm supposed to wait.
You recall that?
Yep, that's correct.
They did wait for about an hour. And it was during that break that John Howes got a hold of Detective Janes on the phone.
He said, well, we're doing more questioning. Is that all right? And I said, well, no, it's not all right. And he's all, well, John, tell you the truth, we're really looking at the parents.
Hey, I'm sorry this took so long. I was just talking to your dad.
So John agreed to let his daughter talk.
As long as you don't ask her any questions that have, you know, to do with her.
But detectives talked about a lot more than Morningstar and Gratian.
How many times did you shake Graham? Twice? Okay.
And after being detained for more than 19 hours, they say there were no more questions about who killed Freya.
You wake in the middle of the night alone in your apartment, and that feeling starts to set in that something is wrong. Realizing your home is no longer safe, you plan your escape. But he has other plans. The details are the kind that stay with you. Water running in an empty apartment. A locked door that shouldn't be locked. That uneasy feeling of being watched. That's the setup for Unhinged, the new immersive game experience on Netflix. Your phone becomes your controller, flashlight, and lifeline to your best friend. As the attacker in your building closes in, the phone in your hand will ring. The question is, will you answer? Play now, only on Netflix.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart, and your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles, and as the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Books, KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
This is the most emotional case I've had in memory. I have not slept well. I find myself trying to be with my family, and I'm pacing. My mind is 1,000 miles off. This is horrible.
In his 20 years as a defense attorney, Brian Hirschman says he's never defended anyone like 13-year-old Ashley Howes.
I'm going to hold the state to its burden because my client hasn't confessed to anything. My client's innocent.
He believes detectives manipulated Ashley into saying she shook Freya.
Ashley, for the record, did you ever shake Freya?
No.
And I said, okay, what's wrong?
Ashley says her demonstration in the police video does not show shaking, but rather...
It was a vibrating, wiggling, rocking in a comforting mode situation.
As the pretrial hearing continues, Hirschman points out that detectives are the ones who suggested the word shake.
Detective, would you agree or disagree with the proposition that until you told Ashley that the doctors said this child has been shaken, she never brought up the topic of shaking?
That's right.
Ashley repeatedly said she wiggled the child. The testimony from the detectives was she didn't use the word shake, they did.
And that's what Hirschman says Ashley wrote in that letter during her interrogation.
Saturday, I grabbed her and, well, not necessarily shook her, but wiggled her for about 3, 4, maybe 5 seconds at the most.
The defense says almost 19 hours after she was brought in for questioning, the detectives went after Ashley during her weakest moment, insisting she had killed Freya.
She's dead?
She's dead. Sorry to tell you this way. I actually forgot that you didn't know for a second. The only thing that can cause these injuries is the shaking. That's it. You just lose your temper for a second or something?
I didn't lose my temper. I know that.
Okay, well, I know you shook her because everything you've told me is no one else could have. That's the problem.
If you keep being told something over and over and over and told the details of what they want you to say, then you start thinking of it. I know I didn't do anything, but being pressured is also difficult to deal with. So it's kind of hard, you know, when a professional is telling you you did something.
My client, who'd been up for a day and a half being interrogated, finally buckled.
Hirschman says that in the detective's rush to judgment, they failed to pursue the other suspects.
Do you think Gratian and Morningstar were investigated thoroughly in this case?
No, absolutely not. They were nervous and, what was the other word? Evasive. Nervous and evasive were the words used by one of the officers.
After their initial statements, it took investigators 8 days to bring Morningstar and Gratian back in for questioning.
First of all, Morningstar would not get on the phone with me at all. Gratian kept putting off having interviews done with them.
Would it have been beneficial to this investigation to get to Gratian and Morningstar before a week had passed?
Yes.
There were obvious signs of suspicious activities. Cocaine and marijuana were found in Gratian and Morningstar's bedroom.
When they said to you that the drugs weren't theirs, did they look like they were telling the truth, best you could tell?
Well, I think they were lying to me, but I couldn't prove it.
There was also a receipt that shows the couple was buying beer, malt liquor, and baking soda that weekend.
Would you please tell Her Honor why baking soda can be significant to a scene where cocaine is found?
Cocaine is normally cut with baking soda.
But no drug charges were ever filed.
Were you or Gratian using crack cocaine that weekend?
Not that I know of. I can really only speak for myself. I can't say. I know that he wasn't on drugs.
They made their choice. There were three people they could have pointed a finger at, and they chose my client.
Brian Hirschman says he was prepared to present some critical information he uncovered during his own investigation.
There was a lot of reason to look at Morningstar. Morningstar had a child die about 10 or 11 years ago under suspicious circumstances.
Can you tell us what happened?
he died of crib death. When the autopsy happened, I thought maybe they would come up with some kind of concrete facts that said there was a genetic deficiency or something like that, but just nothing.
Hirschman also found Child Protective Services had investigated Morningstar on numerous occasions.
Can you address for us the CPS record?
It was just harassment. I mean, and the number of times that they've gotten these crank calls, it's like they've come over to my house a bazillion times and all they ever see is great stuff.
Morningstar says those calls to CPS began during a custody battle with Madeline's father.
Everywhere that I go, I always get compliments on my parenting. I mean, I'm almost patient to a flaw.
And then there is Morningstar's boyfriend, Gracian Klein, who declined to talk to 48 Hours. His criminal history includes convictions for drug possession and harassment.
It didn't affect my comfort level of him interacting with my kids because he's just a really kind, loving person.
I have to ask you, did you have anything to do with Freya's death?
No.
Did Gracian have anything to do with Freya's death?
No.
After 8 days of pretrial testimony...
Good morning. Please be seated.
The judge is ready to make her decision. And she has some harsh words for the detectives.
Virtually all of the questioning was aimed at Ms. Howe's conduct, not at the conduct of the other suspects. Detective Stevens' questioning can only fairly be characterized as an interrogation. Detective Chilo's nervous and defensive demeanor was such that this court found his testimony almost completely without credibility. Ms. Howe was unable to explain her rights back to Detective Janes when he asked her to do so. And when asked whether she wanted to go ahead regardless, she said, quote, "I'm supposed to wait," unquote. These statements from a 13-year-old in the circumstances of this case are a clear invocation of her right to remain silent and her right to counsel. The videotaped statement is not admissible.
None of Ashley's videotaped statements can be used at her trial. Freya's family is devastated.
The truth is being suppressed. The fact that someone is going to be possibly found not guilty, not because they're not guilty, but because of a technicality, is pretty upsetting.
But the trial is still going forward, and Ashley faces the possibility of spending the next 8 years of her life behind bars.
There are people you are told to trust, lawyers, teachers, especially doctors. But what happens when you put your life in someone's hands and they betray you? The hit podcast Dr. Death is back, and this season is unlike any other. Dr. Death the Cowboy is the story of a charming neurosurgeon who rode into Western towns selling a persona of confidence and care. He wore cowboy boots in the operating room and became sought after by patients he promised to heal. Instead, he left a trail of broken bodies. This season is about a doctor who was never truly held accountable for the patients whose lives he ruined. A story of greed, betrayal, and a fight for justice that will leave you questioning who to trust. Listen to Dr. Death the Cowboy wherever you get your podcasts, or binge the entire series right now only with Audible. Instacart is designed to make life easier and give you time to focus on what matters most. It connects you to thousands of stores across the United States, allowing you to shop from your favorite spots with just a few taps. Whether you're prepping for a backyard barbecue, planning a summer beach day, or handling a last-minute hosting emergency, delivery through Instacart lightens your load. You can order online or via the easy-to-use app to have quality items carefully selected and ready for pickup or at your door in as fast as 30 minutes. One of my favorite things about summer is all the fresh produce. My family can't get enough watermelon, sweet corn, and heirloom tomatoes this time of year. But our favorite foods are only at their best for a short window. With Instacart, you can get peak season flavor delivered fast. And shoppers care about getting your order right, so you can be confident that you're getting the best quality items every time. Instacart brings convenience, quality, and ease right to your door, so you can focus on what matters most. Download the Instacart app now and get groceries just how you like.
Judge Robert ruled yesterday half the statements the teenager had given Seattle police were not admissible in court.
Day one of the trial. After getting those police videos thrown out, attorney Brian Hirschman's job now is to keep Ashley out of prison.
I'm not going to take the rep for something I didn't do, and the person that did it should go down for it and not me.
All rise.
Good morning. Please be seated. Go ahead when you're ready, Ms. Herman.
In her opening statements, prosecutor Christine Herman says Ashley shook Freya to death.
Freya Garden died due to the respondent's assaultive behavior of her. That's why we're here.
The defense says there are other explanations.
What the court is going to find at its conclusion is that the state has nowhere near the evidence sufficient to establish proof beyond a reasonable doubt, let alone.
But before calling their first witness, the prosecution calls for an unexpected recess.
I am asking the court at this time for a recess for the rest of the day.
Right now, the prosecutors are upstairs making some very difficult decisions.
The next day, a stunning announcement.
We are unable to proceed. I will be asking the court to dismiss.
I didn't do that.
Without those videos, prosecutors say they no longer had a timeline to prove that Freya was fatally injured in Ashley's care. The timeline was so critical because most experts say babies that are shaken show symptoms almost immediately.
It was critical evidence in that the statements that Ashley made about when things happened and what she did and what the babies reactions were findings that the medical examiner could then use to state an opinion as to what when the baby was injured and when the baby was fine.
Well, I will grant the motion to dismiss.
The case is dismissed.
This is the little girl that everyone should be talking about. And the police department and judges need to realize that sometimes people that play a role in murders don't look like monsters. Sometimes they're teenagers, and they have blue eyes and blonde hair, and they seem innocent.
We have two videotaped confessions.
And
two.
They threw everything out.
And she threw them out.
I don't want this little girl to live the rest of her life with people saying she got off on a technicality. She didn't. She's innocent.
I'm just happy that we can go on and just move through the next stage of what life has to bring.
That next stage begins with the removal of Ashley's monitoring bracelet.
I get to live. I get to go out and I get to go places with my parents and I don't have to stay in my house and do nothing.
Birth?
Yes.
All right.
So you're done. You're free.
Yes, I am. Let's go.
So what really happened to Freya?
If Ashley didn't kill Freya, who did?
I can't say that. And I won't say that. I can only tell you, if this was an intentional act, there were only one of three people who could have done it. Ashley, Mom, and Mom's boyfriend.
Police and prosecutors say they thoroughly investigated Morningstar and Gratian and are adamant the couple is innocent.
When Ashley laid out the circumstances of what occurred that night, it pretty much definitively excluded the possibility that either Morningstar or Gratian were the cause of the trauma that led to the death of Freya.
Is that to say that the Seattle Police Department believes to this day that Ashley Howes is responsible for the death of Freya Garden?
We have no information, no basis to believe anything different at this time.
A year has passed since Freya's death, but 14-year-old Ashley Howes says she is never far from her thoughts.
I talked to her. I have had dreams. I asked her to try to show me in any way what happened to her.
I tell her I miss her.
And now all sides are left to struggle with the reality that no one is being held responsible for Freya's death.
Every parent that hires a babysitter needs to make sure, is the babysitter responsible? The parents of the babysitter also need to be responsible. We need to protect each other. I wish that had happened for Freya.
I often think about the things that Freya will miss, the joys in life that will escape her. The world will never know how many lives she would have touched.
In 2013, Ashley House received a $215,000 settlement in a suit she filed against the city of Seattle and four detectives who questioned her during the investigation.